know, it's probably been the worst kept secret in Perth, but it's finally, you know, to I guess get out of the way and be able to just now concentrate on the season. You know, I think it's something, you know, take a lot of pride being a Wildcat and being a part of this group and this team.
Is there any hesitation?
Not really. I think, you know, at the end of last year, just kind of evaluated and felt like I was, you know, still keen to play basketball and felt like I still had something to contribute to this team. And obviously, you know, we had some success last year, so trying to build on that and hopefully repeat what we did last year as well.
And physically wise, how are you feeling?
Well, it's been, I've had a really good offseason. I've been able to, I guess, consistently work with our strength and conditioning. And felt really good coming into the preseason, and you know, after the first couple weeks of preseason, body still feels pretty good. So I'm excited where I'm at physically going into the year, and I think just being able to stay here and consistently train has been I think will definitely help me out this year.
This is your 13th year with Wildcats, will it be, or are you 12?
13 overall.
Yeah. After that many years with Wildcats, what are you looking to improve on this year?
Oh, look, I think this year is, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a different lineup. I think we're going to be playing a lot of up-tempo, fast pace. So it's, for me, it's just kind of trying to find out what, how I can help the team and the niche that I can play for this team. It's whether it be, you know, being a spark off the bench or whatever role it might be. But, you know, those stuffs will probably work itself out. But I still think that I can be an impact player when I can and when the team needs me to be.
How long do you think you can keep playing for?
Oh, look, I'm not going to say a set date. I'm just going to, you know, play this year out and just kind of, I guess, evaluate after that. I'm still, you know, excited to wake up and put on a Wildcats jersey and play basketball. So if I ever lose that, then it's, you know, it's going to be time to hang it up. But, you know, we got a great group of guys. It's, we're, you know, I think we've built something here that we're proud of, and hopefully we can continue that tradition that, you know, all the past Wildcat players have laid in front of us.
Has it been exciting to watch Damo over at the Olympics?
Absolutely. You know, it's such an exciting time, and to see how well the Boomers are playing as well. I mean, I, you know, that's the best I've seen them play, so we're excited for the quarterfinals matchup, and hopefully they can continue that hot form that they have. They've got a, you know, it sounds like they've got a great chemistry there, and, you know, it makes a big difference on the international stage.
And do you think they can beat the U.S.?
Look, you know, I was rooting for them the other night. It was,
do you go for them over the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think once you put on that Boomer singlet, there's a lot of pride playing for the Boomers. And, you know, obviously having the connection with a lot of the guys on the team, it's, you know, there's definitely an alliance there. And, you know, I think it'd be great for Australian basketball and the NBL and just excitement around the country if the Boomers can get a medal and continue this great form that they're playing.